SpaceX waives 6-month lockup for early share resale. SpaceX is letting employees and early shareholders sell their stock before the usual 6-month lockup runs out, according to a Reuters report posted on May 23. The change applies to the next tender process and lets holders move shares to approved buyers without waiting for the standard restricted window to expire. The shift matters beyond Silicon Valley. SpaceX is one of the most heavily referenced private companies in crypto's pre-IPO derivatives market, and any change to how its real shares move tends to flow through to the synthetic prices that retail traders see on exchanges and prediction markets. The mechanics of the change: SpaceX has historically run periodic tender offers that give insiders a controlled way to sell. Buyers are typically institutional funds approved by the company, and sellers are bound by lockups that prevent them from flipping shares immediately after receipt or vesting. 6 months has been the standard window. The new policy keeps the tender structure but compresses or removes the lockup for eligible holders, according to Reuters. The company has not published a public memo on the change, and the eligibility cutoff has not been spelled out in coverage so far. As of May 23, the price tag attached to SpaceX in its most recent tender is in the band that implied a roughly $400 billion company-wide valuation when the round was reported. The link to crypto's synthetic SpaceX markets, SpaceX, is one of a handful of private companies that has its own pseudo-market on crypto rails. Binance lists pre-IPO perpetual contracts referencing a notional SpaceX valuation, and traders there have been pricing the company well above the $2 trillion mark in some sessions, far above the private tender level. Polymarket also runs valuation markets on SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic that resolve against eventual IPO or transaction prices. Faster liquidity on the real cap table changes the inputs into all of those markets. When insiders can convert paper into cash sooner, the supply curve on private secondary venues shifts. The tighter that secondary market gets to a true clearing price, the harder it becomes for synthetic crypto markets to drift far from it without being arbitraged. That arbitrage path is not direct. A trader holding a Binance pre-IPO perp cannot deliver against a real SpaceX share. And a Polymarket position is a binary bet on a future valuation event, not a claim on equity. But large funds that hold both sides do exist, and they tend to compress the spread between the off-chain reference price and the on-chain synthetic. Knock-on effects for tokenized private equity. Tokenization of private company stock has been one of the noisier corners of crypto in 2026. Robinhood and several non-US venues have floated tokenized versions of OpenAI, Anthropic, and other unlisted names, and the SEC has been sketching out an innovation exemption that would draw a narrow lane for actual on-chain equity rather than synthetic price exposure. Anthropic publicly declared earlier this month that any tokenized version of its private shares is void and unauthorized. SpaceX has not made the same statement, but the company controls its cap table tightly, and any tokenized claim on its stock without company sign-off would carry the same legal problem. A shorter lockup does not change the legal posture, but it does narrow one of the practical excuses for synthetic markets. Part of the demand for crypto-native pre-IPO exposure has come from the fact that real shares are illiquid, expensive to access, and locked up for long stretches. If SpaceX is signaling a more flexible secondary market, that demand thesis weakens at the margin for the company most often referenced in those synthetic products. Risk to retail traders sitting in perps. The risk runs both ways. Traders long SpaceX perps at $2 trillion implied valuation are paying a premium over the most recent real tender print. If insiders sell into a more open secondary market and the realized price stays closer to the company's official tender band, those perp positions face a slow grind lower as the reference catches up. Funding rates on these contracts have been positive for months, which means longs are paying shorts to keep the trade open. A meaningful gap between synthetic and tender pricing tends to close eventually, and the holders who pay the funding bill while waiting for an IPO that may not come for years are mostly retail. The introduction of better real share liquidity puts a tighter ceiling on how wide that gap can run,